Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Qiyamah. There is a narrative which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and a more comprehensive one which is found in Salvi's tafsir, which actually delineates these blessings. And I'd like to read out this narrative from Salvi's tafsir because it also covers the narrative which is found in Wasit's tafsir as far as the text is concerned. Both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are: من قرأ سورة القيامة شهدت أنا وجبريل له يوم القيامة أنه كان مؤمنا بيوم القيامة وجاء وجهه مسفر على وجوه الخلائق يوم القيامة. So a simple translation of this would be that any person who reads Surah Qiyamah, the Prophet Muhammad says that I and Gabriel will bear testimony on the day of judgment that he is a believer of the day of judgment, and that on the day of judgment he will come forth such that his face will be brighter than the rest of the faces of all other people on the day of judgment. So this is what this narrative says. However, the weakness in this narrative is because of the existence of two people, and one of them is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid and the other one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Now, as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Zayif al-Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkar al-Hadith. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following jarh on him in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. So Ibn Sa'd's view about him is, فِيهِ زُعْفْ فَلَا يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ. And we have multiple opinions ascribed to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and they are لَيْسَ بِالْقَوِي, لَيْسَ بِالشَّيْءِ, and Zayif al-Hadith. Similarly, we have multiple opinions about him recorded by Yahya ibn Ma'in, and they are Zarif, Zarifun fi kulli shay, Laysa bi shay, and Laysa bi hujja. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is Vahil Hadith, Zarif, and La yuhtajju bihi. And Abu Zura says, Laysa bil qawi. So on the basis of this information, we find that the existence of Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an and Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid have made this narrative to be a narrative which cannot be relied upon because of the weakness found in both these narrators. Now, as far as his text is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, it also is extremely weak because of the fact that it contains two very weak narrators, and one of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom we have the following comments by Rijal authorities. Hafiz Mizzi in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal has recorded the following comments about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, and I'd like to read out these comments before you so that we can have an idea of the nature of what exactly Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini has been regarded by our Hadith and Rijal authorities. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa bishay. And another opinion which he says about him is Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says Laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says Ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zaif. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk, he has been abandoned. Another opinion of Imam Nasai is Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Bughvi says Zaif al-Hadith jiddan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is about him is a kazzab, that he's a great liar. And perhaps it is on the basis of this information about Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative, which is found in Al-Wasit, to be concocted and fabricated, which of course means it has absolutely no basis. We can safely say that in the matter of Al-Wasit's narrative, it has no ascription to the Prophet Muhammad, it has been concocted. And in the case of Salavi's narrative, which is found in Salavi's tafsir, too, is extremely weak and it cannot be safely ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it has to be disregarded as well. So in the proper way to reap the blessings of any surah, including, of course, Surah Qiyamah, is that we understand its meaning. We have a living relationship with that surah by having a grasp of its meaning, by understanding what it says, by acting upon the message it has for us, and by asking others to deliberate on its message, and similarly in communicating its message to other people. So these are the proper ways of reaping the blessings of a surah, and to totally disregard narratives such as the one that I just read out, which have absolutely no basis. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.